This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Israeli military has pushed into eastern Rafah and has taken control of Gaza's border crossing with Egypt. Israel says it's already located three Hamas tunnel shafts in the area. NPR's Aya Betraoui reports Egypt is condemning the operation.
Egypt issued the statement after video appeared online showing an Israeli tank rolling over an "I Love Gaza" sign at Rafah's border crossing. Israel's military says it has established operational control of the Gaza side of that crossing, which is now sealed. Egypt says the operation in Rafah is a dangerous escalation that threatens Palestinians who depend on this crossing for international aid from Egypt. It's also the only gateway for people to leave or enter Gaza. Egypt called on Israel to, quote, stay away from a policy of brinkmanship that has long-term impact. Experts say the presence of Israeli troops in Gaza along Egypt's border could violate the peace treaty between the two countries. But they also note those accords have been amended over the years, and the two countries maintain close security coordination. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumes in New York City at this hour. Several key witnesses are expected to take the stand during the trial, including adult film star Stormy Daniels and former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Leaving the courtroom on Monday, Trump called the trial an election interference tactic to keep him off the campaign trail.
The other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people.
A judge found Trump in contempt for a second time on Monday for violating a gag order. So far, the jury has heard from nearly a dozen witnesses, including Trump's former campaign press secretary and a former tabloid publisher. Severe weather swept across parts of the Central Plains last night. Max Bryan with member station KWGS reports a powerful tornado touched down in Oklahoma, leaving at least one person dead.
Police in Osage County, Oklahoma, confirm a tornado hit the city of Barnesdall north of Tulsa. Earlier, in a statement, the National Weather Service said a life-threatening tornado was moving toward Bartlesville, another city about an hour north of Tulsa. In Bartlesville, police confirmed just before midnight the tornado hit the city. The outbreak of severe weather throughout Oklahoma destroyed homes and downed power lines. The state's Emergency Operations Center has been activated since deadly storms last weekend. For NPR News, I'm Max Bryan in Tulsa.
The National Weather Service says storms are expected to move toward the east today and are forecast to hit parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. This is NPR News in Washington. Police in India have registered a complaint against the chief of the Hindu nationalist BJP after the party released a campaign video that demeaned Muslims. NPR's Dia Hadid reports the move comes amid a charged national election.
Critics of the ruling Hindu nationalist BJP say the party has stepped up incitement against India's largest minority, Muslims, as a way of whipping up their Hindu base amid softer than expected turnout. It began with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi referring to Muslims as infiltrators in late April. It also includes a recent crude cartoon which shows the Congress Party leader feeding a baby chick labelled Muslim until it grows so big it kicks out other non-Muslim chicks from the nest. In that case, police registered a complaint, which means they see it as a criminal offence to be investigated. India's Election Commission has remained largely silent on the BJP's attacks against Muslims. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
Bakers in France might have one for the books. A bakery just west of Paris made a nearly 500-foot baguette on Sunday, 461 feet to be exact. After they cooked the massive roll, workers passed pieces of it out to the city's homeless. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the French baguette exceeded a 435-foot baguette made by Italians back in 2019. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Edward Jones. What is rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. Edward Jones Financial Advisors are people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Edward Jones, member SIPC.